true.
I'm Jim Price, and this is the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Today is April 19th. It's a Friday, 2024. Well, welcome, everybody. Now, I just, the lack of enthusiasm on that entrance is actually, it's debilitating to watch our government lie to us as they sit there and talk about how they're doing everything for us. Oh, we're just accomplishing the whole. Everything in the world is great. We're just doing wonderful. Oh, no, it's awesome. That FISA thing, yeah, we'll get that through. Don't worry about it. We're going to vote that in the very end of Friday, maybe Saturday morning. You're the problem, not us. We're Congress. We're doing everything we're supposed to. You're the problem. If you don't believe me, I will sick a three-letter agency after you. I'll come after you, the EPA, the IRS, NSA, CIA, FBI. It doesn't really matter. I will do whatever I have to do, and if it doesn't work with one of those agencies, I'll come up with a DA somewhere, some way in a far away, away land where you've never been or maybe you used to be, and we're going to find a way to charge you with crimes of putting a... Wait, no. I'm going to charge you with a crime for putting your expense in the wrong column that your paid licensed CPA put in that position for you. So you have a check, you write a check to your attorney, your CPA goes, campaign finance. Okay, cool. Guys, if you're going to hold CEOs to that, then we've got a lot of things to do. We got, the Exxon Valdez up in Alaska when we lost all those animals and destroyed worked over the environment for a while. How about that CEO of Exxon? Did he go to jail? Was he accused of doing something because a captain of a ship ran aground?
No.
How about, some of these other, things out there that we really, how about Boeing? Why isn't Boeing CEO, why was he allowed to step down just recently? Why was he allowed to sit down? Why wasn't he brought up on charges for making sure that, he should have been brought up on charges when the airplanes failed, right? This is how that works. We have to make sure we hold everybody accountable at the CEO level. If Amazon gets in a car accident, we need to go to Jeff Bezos and hold him liable for his employees' actions as well. Again, this is the world we live in. It's always about trying to take down Trump. It's always about manipulating Trump. It's all about Trump this, Trump that, blah, 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 right? So we got to get past the little. Edward, good to see you. How to do, Jimmy says. Ken, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. John Kennedy, thank you so much for being here. And Carrie Heiserman, you guys are all very punctual, very good. Good job, fellas, for being here on time. So today, they finalized the selection of the jurors for Trump. John says, can't we make it simple for them to let them charge him? Can't we make it simple for them? Can't make it simple for them. Let them charge him because it's against the law for him being Donald Trump. So you're saying just because he's Donald Trump, he's guilty? That sounds an awful lot like that lady who got dismissed the other day because she doesn't like him. I don't like him. I shan't like him. He is a horrible, horrible man. Orange man bad, right? Everybody's orange man bad. And that's the crazy part, is it? I mean, when I'm saying that, and it sounds like I'm being facetious, but there are literally people have no idea whether or not they really have anything against him or not. They just have been told that he is the problem. See, when they look around themselves And they're looking at their liberal arts degree up on the wall. There's not a liberal arts degree there. When they're looking at that liberal arts degree up there, and they can't get a job except for, hey, guys, let me give you something. Let's do this. I can do this real quick. Okay, here we go. Now, so one of the things I wanted to point out is that, excuse me, I apologize for I got the hiccup there going. Social worker. Okay, let's see. Case manager, aging and disability. Okay, this is what I want you guys, I was going to go through this. So these people out there mad about the fact that their sociology degree, their social worker degree, they're worried about the fact that, you know, it takes a, let's see here, it says provide case management, where's the requirements here, assessment, travel to consumer locations, Tri-County, Butler, or Harvey. Wow, I got like this weird like hiccup thing. So it says here that, by the way, you have to have a degree in sociology. Do you know what a case manager in Sedgwick County, you know what they make? $21 an hour. Do you know what they make at Burger King? $21 an hour. Do you know, golly, guys, oh, do you know what kind of degree it is required to work at Burger King? Nothing. You don't have to have a high school diploma. You don't have to have a GED. You don't have to have a college education. You don't have to have a pilot's license. All of that right there, guys, is why this whole thing where we have people like the lady who was a, if I remember right, she was a social worker. She's mad because her life is not successful, and the only thing that she can blame or anybody, excuse me, the only person that they can blame is blame the guy outside of themselves. They look at the guy out there. He's the problem, Your Honor. It's not me. He's the one with the blonde hair and orange face. So when you think about this, when these people are saying, I don't like Trump, it's because of the success of their own life. I mean, seriously, I'm going to graduate college and have to go pass a sociology degree, a social worker's degree, be certified, pay for all this testing, do all these things to make $21 an hour. Guys, this is why we're up against what we are up against. We got people out there getting their liberal arts degree in underwater basket weaving, and then they're wondering why they can't find a job except for at Starbucks or at the vape shop or wherever, because they got orange and purple hair and 1,000 metal things hanging out of their faces. And yet, here we are. I do not know why I'm going through these hiccups. This is crazy. Lisa, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Let's see. Golly, man. John Kay says, nothing will happen once again to Donald J. Trump because who on earth can be an impartial juror in this so-called trial? Well, absolutely. Lindsay, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I have got this. I wish I could call them the hiccups because they're not hiccups. They're kind of a, I don't want to say I'm trying to throw up, but they're not hiccups. They're just this, I don't know. I don't know what to call it. Dona, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Good afternoon, Jim. Hello, everybody watching. Happy to be here with you. So thank you so much for that. Lindsay, good to see you. Thank you for being here. Jill, thank you for being a part of the show as well. Now, as we go down the whole process of what we're seeing with Trump, we have all these people out there saying, oh, Trump is so bad. My life is so bad. He's the problem. He's the bad guy, Your Honor. That guy over there, that's the bad guy we should all be watching out for. He's the criminal, not me. My life is all screwed up, and I can't do anything about my life because that orange man over there makes my life bad. This is a very classic deflection and redirection process that actually happens. These are people who are so into themselves and they're looking inward always that they don't realize that there's anything else outside of them. Debbie says, I wonder if President Trump is a state nationalist. You would be better off to say Trump would be a secure party creditor if you were going to go down that path. That's what gives you the diplomatic immunity, a secure party creditor process of going through all that, taking yourself out of the corporation. State nationalists, well, that'll get you arrested. And some people have proved that. Anyway, as you go down through this whole thing, I want you guys to listen to how these people talk. Now, what happened to Letitia James and this whole thing? We haven't been getting pressers from her. This whole thing has been kind of falling away. Where's the Washington, D.C.? Where's that Washington, D.C. case that was so hard-pressed to hurry and get in line? But what about Georgia? What happened to Atlanta, Georgia, with the sex, the little thruple thing going on there with the business partners and Fannie Mae? I always think Fannie Mae when I think of that. Fannie Mae? So she's got a credibility issue. What happened to that case? Why is that case not marching forward and doing something? Again, this is a part where we just see that, oh, by the way, Letitia James today announced that the bond that Trump gave her is not eligible to qualify for payment of bond. That did come out today on little Letitia. So, oh, look, guys, we are up to 3296 on Twitter. We are getting ready to break the 300 mark, 3,000, just less than 300. We're getting very close. We've actually finally got out of the 70s. And we're finally creeping up to 3296 today. So we were staying ahead of it, but there was also, I lost a few today. So I had to gain some and I lost a few. But, you know, that's just how Twitter works, right? Anyway, so as when you think about this whole thing with Trump and all these different people and all their stupidity and, oh, I'm running here. We're going to get Trump this. Remember, Letitia James literally, and so did Fannie Willis, both campaigned on the fact that they were going to go after Trump in any way possible. Now, I don't know how that smells to you. That doesn't smell real good to me. That sounds like I'm focusing on me and what I'm me, and he's the problem. So I'm going to go fix him, but I'm not going to do anything for you. I'm not going to try to help you with budgets. I'm not going to try to, you know, get things turned around. I'm just going to go after Trump, which makes me look like the superstar that you want me to be. It's all about Trump, and I'm going to be the one that takes him down. Yay me. I win. See, this is the problem, folks. When we hear these conversations like this going on, where people are talking about how they're going to take Trump down because of who they are, you know, you elect me, I'll take Trump down. That's pretty bold. Hey, Tanya Price, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. To say that you're going to go after Trump and that's going to be how you campaign, and then when you go and do it, you want to turn around and go, well, you know, this is because it's law and order. No, you know, the rule of law, you know, no one's above the law, right? But they are. I mentioned something yesterday on the interview with Sarah while she was talking about her husband, the J6er. There's money earmarked in this bill they're getting ready to pass tomorrow. They're going to spend $100 billion tomorrow. We don't have it. We don't have the $100 billion. It's literally always, it's everything from, guys, listen, everything that you're hearing that we're going to spend money on is swiping the credit card. We literally don't have the money for it already. Fiscal year starts at the end of October. or November 1. That's the fiscal year for the for the government. So the government's fiscal year is November 1 to October 31st. And I will tell you right now, we are in May or in April. We'll be going into May here pretty soon, just right around the corner. That is upwards of 7 months ago. We're already out of money for the full year. We don't have any more money. We don't have money in reserve. We don't have the ability to do anything. I mean, it's, John Rader asked Tanya, are you and Jim Price related? Well, she's the only other Price I know besides my son and my daughter, so. I guess my ex-wife, Mary, she's never changed her name, so. And neither did Lori. As much as she hated me, supposedly, she kept my name for 13 years after the divorce. Till she got remarried. And the kids were already out of high school. 13 years ago. Anyway, don't worry about it. Debbie says, I did not know that. Thank you for clarifying that the state nationalist is a bad idea. I hear people talking about it all the time and how to go about becoming one. These people must be on the, must not be on the up and up. Well, the problem with it is, Debbie, is the secure party. Let me answer that question for you in a complete way. The problem with secure party creditor is that goes into your corporate entity that goes into, I've done my authenticated birth certificate. I've done my passport. I've done all these different documents. I've gotten a complete file, a bunch of paperwork from Janet Yellen, who signed my paperwork, all that stuff. So my process is going through the government and exchanging with them and getting myself out of the Corporation of America, which allows me that freedom to be out from underneath that. Because everything is, she says she's a Price by marriage. So am I. My mom's maiden name would have been Babb. So anyway, Conley Babb was my great-grandfather. But my biological great-grandfather was Mr. Steinberg. So there you go. So the idea that secure party creditor has the process where you go through, you authenticate your birth certificate, you file different things with the Treasury in Puerto Rico and in New York and all these other places, and you're doing all this stuff to get a hold of your stuff, right? The only thing with state national, and a lot of the state nationalists, I get the passion behind it, but the sad part of it is they're not, you're not going to file paperwork. You're just going to stamp your birth certificate and your passport and say, I'm a state nationalist, I'm sovereign. And when you make that announcement, that's all well and fine as long as they're willing to listen to what you have to say and represent what you say. But if you go to the court and they look at you going, what paperwork have you filed here? Well, they filed none. And that's the part that I have a problem with. But there's a lot of people that says that's who they want to be a part of. They want to be, in that whole state nationalist thing. I do not fault people for being in it, but I do worry that it's going to get you thrown in jail more often than not. I do worry about that a lot. And I have got a couple people that I work with, and I've been working with them for years, that have got me into the secure party creditor process. And I, have not had to use it. I was wanting it because of my legal issues. I was wanting to finish all that paperwork because of those legal issues. I wanted to be out ahead of that because of that. And so that's why the difference between secure party creditor is the path that I went, because you did see where you're actually taking yourself out of the Corporation of America and actually making a difference. So you get filing papers, you get tracking numbers, all kinds of stuff. I didn't know if we were related by marriage, but I trust this man, and he's honestly, and his honesty. God bless. Thank you. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Thank you for that, Tanya. So anyway, secure party creditor is a process of taking yourself out of the Corporation of America, 1871 under General Grant, and then the rest is history, 1913, 1971. These are all the death of the Republic. And that's why I don't talk about it too much, because it gets very, very, very murky real fast with this whole thing. So, All right, going back to a couple things. Here's an article I wanted to read to you guys. I thought this would give you guys a little bit of a glimpse on things. NATO leader.
Oh,
you guys are boring me. Look at that. I got my own yawn, which means I'm not breathing to the bottom of my lungs. I'm getting short on oxygen. Here we go. NATO leaders making tracks to Trump, as the article says. President Trump has yet to be named the GOP nominee for president for the fall election. And then there's the campaign campaigning debates if Democrats allow the diminished Joe Biden to participate in an election. But a number of NATO leaders believe that they know what will happen. They're making tracks to Trump. These leaders are anticipating that Trump is going to win. And so they also want to reestablish relationships. He also said that there's a lot of concern among European leaders about Biden's failure so far to orchestrate more American support for Ukraine, which is fighting a war against the invading Russia. Anyway, guys, let me ask you a quick question. Where is all of the end-to-end footage on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube? Where are the live feeds of the war, of the carnage, of the babies? Now, in the Middle East, anytime that quote-unquote Hezbollah or Hamas or the Palestinians or the Israelis, for that matter, go in and bomb something, we suddenly see baby parts everywhere. We're seeing women walking through the streets carrying dead babies, dead daughters, dead sons. We're seeing fathers, upset and wailing for their child. Russia's been in Ukraine for almost 3 years, guys. When did Russia go in? When did Russia go into Ukraine? Let's see here. Come on. Let me show you where it's at. Come on. Why is it that it's NPR and bigger? Let's see what we got here. As the war enters the 784th day, these are the main developments. Okay, so this is Al Jazeera. What's the date on this article? April 18th. So this is just yesterday. Fighting. At least 17 people were killed in Ukraine's city of Chernihiv after it was struck by 3 Russian missiles. Emergency services says 60 people, including 3 children, were injured. And 250,000 people live... I dropped that and I can't get it back. 250,000 people live in... Chernihiv, which is about 90 miles north of the capital of Kiev. One woman was injured by falling debris after Russia forces brought down a drone. And so this is going on. So blah, 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 blah. So how long have they been in here? Well, this person's talking about how we're just basically financing the whole thing. This is ridiculous. NATO chief Stoltenberg said that the NATO Ukraine Council, NATO Ukraine Council, will meet on Friday to discuss ways of how to provide more air defense systems to Kiev. But I never did find out, when was this war started? When did we start this whole thing? This was kind of not the article. I mean, we're 748 days, so I guess 356. Divide that by 700. Okay, so let's just do the math here. So I'm on there, so I don't want to screw it up. God forbid we all do math wrong in our head. 784 divided by 2. So we're basically a little over 2 years. And so my point is that the reason I was wanting to bring that up is that, yeah, we're over 2 years into this thing. I guess not quite 3. And... what are we doing in there? Where's all the footage? Where's all the... Why isn't the McDonald's closed in Ukraine? Why isn't the... why don't we see TikToks of people running and hiding and doing the snot bubble stuff like the Blair Witch Project? Why aren't we seeing more videos of people sending out their humanity and, where's all those at? Where's the part where... like they show us at night over in Israel when Israel just happens to be attacked by tracer fire. And guys, if you understand what tracer fire is, where you can see the bullet, this orange glow flying through the sky, or you're seeing the missile or the rocket or whatever, and you're seeing these big trailers going behind it, those are called tracer fire, and they're very expensive. They're not cheap. But what I'm pointing out to you is that the idea that we got these really great videos at night, they don't do any attacks during the day. We only attack at night. Just like last night, during the night, Israel, in the dead of night, sent missiles to Iran. Well, when I hear that they're sending missiles to Iran in the middle of the night, I guess we only fight in the middle of the night. We don't have daytime. We don't have daytime wars anymore. Or is the footage exactly what they need to be, with the Iron Dome shooting down all the missiles? There's a lot of things about this war that don't make a lot of sense. And here is one thing, too, that I want, February of 2022. So we're a little over 2 years. Here's one thing that I want you to, I want you guys to pick up. And I really think that this has been the good barometer for us to tell you where the war has been and what's going on in the war. Is that I put a marker on Raytheon. Come on. Come on, you stupid phone. You guys would tell the government where I was in a second, but you can't pull up. So it's up. That whole thing has been in a constant movement up. Started out back on October 8th. And the reason I know that over this last week, nothing was going on until today. Well, yeah, today there was a little bump, a little 1% bump on Raytheon. Raytheon is the one that provides the missiles and the technology for the Iron Dome and the other protections in Ukraine. A couple different things. Lindsay says, I have also been very tired since 4/8. I think that they did something with the real sun, meaning if what we are seeing in the sky is not our real sun, then photosynthesis has stopped, meaning less oxygen. So basically, our oxygen supply started running out 4/8 in theory. Well, I could see that. Debbie says, I could see an EMP or a nuclear bomb being detonated high in the air above the Midwest without hitting land. This would shut down the entire country for a minimum of 1 year. Want to see civil war last night and I could definitely see this in our future. Well, yeah. Well, they're trying to tell you what they're going to do. They're trying to get you guys all ready for it. That's just how they do the whole thing, right? They just make the drama up on TV, and then you guys start falling for it and you start pushing that narrative. I had a conversation with someone today, and I said, you know, they were asking about, you know, the election and things like that. And I do believe that we will get to the election. I do believe we have a lot of things that are going to be coming around. But again, we have to remember we cannot give up or give in. I think we're making a lot of great ground. Why do you think they're flipping out and freaking out? Why do you think they're rushing through all this stuff with Johnson and the House of Representatives? Why do you think they're rushing into all this stuff trying to get Ukraine into NATO? When have you ever heard of any of these countries doing anything quickly? But by the way, we vetoed them joining NATO. Did you hear about that? If I remember right, that was the United States vetoed the entrance of Ukraine into NATO. But I thought we were supporting them. And I do appreciate that Vince Braun clarified that for me. It's the North Atlantic trade. My problem with that is that what's Ukraine down in the Middle East, close to the Middle East, have to do anything with the North Atlantic, anything? But see, I have a question. I have an observation for you again. So I'm gonna continue pushing these things around, showing you these different things. When you're thinking of this whole big mess of stuff, you're thinking about like they're pushing like, oh yeah, Ukraine, war. Remember BRICS, okay? Remember what BRICS stands for? And the idea that this whole BRICS thing is actually a little bit bigger than than I think that we want to talk about, because I think this is going to be the line in the sand for the next quote-unquote world war. So it's Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Now, there are other countries, including South Africa and a lot of other countries that are joining this. Do I think we're part of BRICS? I would have to say that there may be an agreement already, and we are trying to figure out who's going to actually be the financial victor of this whole thing. Who's going to be the one? Who's going to be the one that actually comes out of this whole thing? Is it going to be BRICS? Is it going to be the USP, the United States crypto coin, US CBDCs? We're going to do the central bank digital currency thing. Are we going to have the USD coin, USD crypto coin? Are we? See, this is the problem. And then I have a lot of people right now that are doing a lot of predicting on this whole silver and gold thing. I've gotten a lot of stuff over the airwaves recently, so to speak, about gold and silver. Now, I wanted to go ahead and look at the spot real quick. Let's see, silver just today, silver's up almost, a point and a half, just today. And let's see where gold is at just today. So, let me go back here. Hold on a second here. Let's see. Gold is up just 1% today. It's at 2405, which I thought it was going to go to 25 on Monday, but we're quite not quite there. Today, in this shows that we're at a point and a half just today. Silver is at 2889 right now, and then so that's where we are with them. Now, what I do hear a lot of people talk about how BRICS is kind of screwing with things, right? You know, that's doing this and that. But I do see that there's a lot of stuff on the streets that we're talking $80 silver like any minute now. And if we had $80 silver, I would be a happy man. But I would love to see silver do the 10X or 100X, whatever it's supposed to do, because I think that that is where we're going with this whole thing. So this whole BRICS thing, I'm wondering if this is not going to be how we kind of divide up the wars and the things, because it's just fragmented enough to really kind of get a few countries caught in the middle and then get the crossfire going and oops, I bombed your thing and oh, well, sorry. But they really don't want to see us thrive. They don't want to see us get away from any of their debt program, the slave system we're in. And guys, I will tell you right now, we are absolutely this planet, the way it is right now, the way that we've allowed this to go as far as we have this direction, this is truly a slave planet. There's nothing about our planet that is not slavery. Everything we're doing from that we're trying to pay our bills and get through all this stuff, it is an overcomplicated version of slavery, and we all participate in it. We're all on the plantation. So, but too many times we're all like, oh, well, no, I'm a free man. I'm a free this. I don't think we are. I really don't, guys. I just don't see us being as free as we think we are. I'd love to see it. How much gold does the U.S. have stashed? As far as I can tell, Steve, I would say that we don't even have a tenth of what we should. Now, I know that England and Brazil and a lot of other people have repatriated their gold that was supposedly being stored in America, but it was actually in the vaults of the Vatican. And I do understand that we went and took that back right after the election. But again, those are things that are a little hard to talk about because I don't always have the firsthand knowledge about everything. I do know where the gold was stored in a couple different situations, but I don't know where it is currently. Tony Culver, good to see you, man. Thank you so much for being here. He says, hello, everybody. That is awesome you're here, Tony. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. So, Las Vegas, Donna, good to see you. Hi, Jim. I follow you here also. Love your show. So that's Donna, right, Donna? is over on Twitter as well. Thank you so much for being a part of the show there, Dona. That's awesome. Remember, like, share, and comment on all the different platforms as much as possible. We got to beat this algorithm. Beat them at their game. All right. When we think of bricks, see, this is where this whole thing's going to start trickling down, right? So we were up here talking about Trump, and we got to get him, and they're just doing everything. They look like dummies. And you ever been around a group of people or somebody, and you're just watching them just be dumb? I mean, just literally, they're over there trying to screw off the lid by turning it clockwise, right? It's like, no, that's how you tighten it. Lefty loosey, righty tighty, right? Well, these people don't get that, right? They're not part of that. They don't understand that they're tightening it. These are the dummies out there. And these people, I mean, guys, you're watching them just pushing on the outdoor, right? It says pull on the handle and they're pushing. Remember on that Far Side calendars? Those are always very clever. I always enjoyed the Far Side. I know that they even publish those like new ones anymore. But there was a Far Side in there which showed a little kid, School for the Gifted. Kid's got his backpack on, leaning against the door, trying to get in, and it says pull on the door handle. That's what these people are doing to try to get Trump. I mean, they don't even realize that it's like, it's just, I mean, if it was, let's say it was Fauci down there in Atlanta, that was the only thing going, that would already be bad enough. But the fact that they're doing this whole thing with, by the way, have we not talked about how the letter from Stormy Daniels saying that we didn't have sex, so it's not about that. Is that letter real? Trump said he had a letter from Stormy Daniels, and it showed that this was not a hush money because there was no sex involved. So there's so much more about this whole thing. The D.C. trial still got to go on. We got to go to D.C. still. Remember that whole thing? That's the insurrection thing. We still have, we got, this one is the Jack guy. The other one is Letitia. The other one is Fauci. And what's the one in D.C.? Who's the guy in D.C.? I can't remember who's doing the D.C. one. But again, guys, don't these all just seem to be real particular that it's like weird that this is all New York stuff? It's all D.C., New York, Atlanta. Oh, and then the Florida case. That's what it is. There's that Florida case out there still for the documents case. See, again, I really look at these things and I go, guys, there's so much to this where there's people waking up this over this exponentially. And I do believe it's going to get better. I think it's all going to come apart right in front of their face. And Mary, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. She says, Mary Skelly says, North Carolina. Good to see you for being from North Carolina. Appreciate you being here. Got friends in North Carolina and Virginia area as well. So anyway, I just think that this whole thing is going to come apart on them. And this is copper piping, by the way. This is a copper piping. It's a little copper round here. It's not solid. It's hollow. So it's a straw. I don't know if it actually might be clogged. No, it works. Yeah, this is a straw. This is a copper straw. Sitting here fiddling with it. So if we go back to what's going on with Trump's trial. Well, they've picked all the alternates and all of the different jurors who can be impartial. But then we've got all these other cases sitting out there, and I think that this is the biggest trap in the world for them. When is this stuff? Okay, look what Nancy Pelosi went through in the quid pro quo trial about the Ukrainian call. Remember the whole Ukrainian call? He's like, right, here's the call. I didn't quid pro quo anybody. You can read it for yourself. And he declassified the document. Remember that whole thing? Remember that whole thing fell apart on him? Well, why is it that, you know, we think that this is going to be the one? I do believe they're trying to come up with anything they can. But again, this is all going to come back to Trump. This will all come back to him. He will be the victor. It'll all work out. But again, this is a 3-minute cheeseburger thing in the drive-thru, right? We all expect our hamburgers to show up in 3 minutes. We know that's not possible. But this is what we got to do differently, guys. Be mindful of how the world around you is trying to get you to see things. Watch the movie Wag the Dog. You guys, it will be, okay, listen to me. The reason I want you to watch Wag the Dog is because it's therapy. It will make you feel better. It will make you understand what's really going on. You're going to like, oh, wow, come on. Like, ah, you're going to be like, ah, come on. They're not even trying. And so that's the world you live in where you have to think of it in that way. When you take away their power, when you take away the worry, when you take away all those things that you really seem to bother you, you take them away, you become powerful. You become the one that is actually the one in control because you're controlling your emotions, you're controlling your environment, you're controlling how you respond and act to it. So you become more powerful in that moment. See how simple and easy that is? It's really not that hard. But again, it's there's too many things that we deal in fear in, and it's really, really hard. It's really hard for us to believe that there's something out there that's going to be better than what we're going through. But it's all about your participation. A couple things too, guys. If you guys are wanting anything from my Daily Naturals, the Silly Gnome Mushrooms tinctures that I have, some of you guys have bought those. I know Jill's gotten them. I know that Denise has gotten them. Ryan Dobbs uses them daily. I use them daily. They're actually really amazing. If you guys are looking for like this, your hydrogen water machine, if you're looking for one of these, get a hold of me because that's what I do. I take my water, my alkaline water. I put it in here. I produce a hydrogen with it. Here, we'll just go ahead and let the process work. You can see the bubbles in there cascading through it. That's hydrogen being added to the water. And then I drink that out of my cup. If you guys are looking for a med bed, Swiss Bionics, I have a med bed that's good for you guys. I use it over here. It's actually sitting right over here on the other side of the – it's not in the studio area, but it's on the other side of the basement here, and it's on a massage table where I have the mat sitting there so that I can then get my therapies in for the frequency modulation in my body. It matches the frequency of the different organs of your body and heals you. If you guys are looking for, like I said, My Daily Naturals, you got the vitamin line, you got the iodine, the copper, the magnesium, the methylfolate. Guys, every single person that's listening to my voice should be on methylfolate. Absolutely. Copper, iodine, methylfolate, magnesium. Those are in that basic cell function package because it's what you guys need just to live. If you guys are looking for anything else other than that, guys, get a hold of me. Micronic Silver. Fresh mouth toothpaste. There's all kinds of different things that I have available that can put you on the path to healing so you don't have to continue down the path that you are in dis-ease and constantly feeling like you're not living in a healthy way. You probably are doing all right, but then there are the other things that are holding you back as well. All right. Oh, I wanted to play this one here. Aunt Hillary is trying to make the rounds, and some days... Wow, where'd you get that little vase there, little Ming vase in the background? Aunt Hillary? Let's see here. Where's her vase? He claims that Trump wins, he'll be a dictator. Well, we all can hope so. All right, let me flip this over here for you guys to be able to see, and let's listen to what old Aunt Hillary. She just brings a joy to my life, I tell you. I'm just kidding. She's not a joy to anybody. All right, here we go. Let's listen to what this tool has to say.
Well, Mark, it is a question that I get asked on occasion. And the way I think about it is back in 2016, it was just really hard for people to believe that he could turn out to be such a dangerous, chaotic, vindictive president. And I think a lot of people have kind of suspended their judgment because they liked some of what he said and they didn't take it literally. They kind of took it as political rhetoric, like, okay, we're going to crack down on the border. We're for that. We want an orderly border. We want security at the border. We want people to be treated humanely, you know, but so, okay, yeah. I'll give the guy a chance. And everything else he said, he also sort of dressed himself in populist clothing and, you know, made a lot of attacks on traditional Republicans, on corporations, that he was going to deliver a better economy, more and better incomes for people. He went after the Affordable Care Act, but said he was going to produce something much better. And so I think there was confusion on the part of a lot of people and frankly, members of the press who liked covering him because he was so.
Okay, guys, that's a green screen. If you guys look at that, if you look at their hairline and all that stuff. So, like, you know, she's not moving because if you move, usually what's really weird is around the head, around the hair. And that's one of the reasons that, like, the hair color in me is really important because the laser that is used to try to make focus and try to get the image right, well, if there's no color inside of the hair, if it's clear or blondish, it will actually show like it's not there. Well, the problem with when your hair is on this edge, it gets real thin on the edge right here. And if you've got a green screen, it'll show these little shadow lines coming and going. That's her. So anyway, she's just, but I think this is kind of interesting what she has to say here.
Entertaining, and maybe weren't following it as closely as I was or understanding the interplay between what he was saying and doing and foreign interests like Russia's or the targeting of people. So they were being manipulated. But, you know, that was 8 years ago. People didn't understand quite how insidious the internet could be in targeting you and feeding you in.
Let me ask you guys a quick question. You guys all remember Uranium One? You remember that whole thing with Russia where she sold off, was it like 1/3 of our uranium to Russia? Do you remember that whole thing? You guys remember that where like she's like, oh, you don't know how to Russia, man. You're the bad guy. You don't even know. Like Russia's just so out of control. You can't even handle it. Well, Aunt Hillary or whoever you are, because she changes. Guys, I could go back through my pictures and I think I look like pretty much the same guy. You can pretty much see it. You know, my cheeks got a little puffy, a little thin, whatever. But this lady's changed her height. Her nose structure, her eyes. I mean, if you're in there always kind of getting a tune-up, you know, on everything, eventually your face is going to look like a, you know, like a Salvador Dali where it's all melting and shit. I get it. But anyway, this lady here, she's the one that's, hey, watch Russia because I sold him a bunch of uranium.
And getting you addicted and driving you down, you know, rabbit holes by algorithms. So I'm somewhat... understanding, I guess I would say, that people couldn't believe what they were hearing would be the literal.
Oh, who was she looking at there?
They would see in the White House. And I thought that, you know, he was telegraphing pretty clearly what he was going to do.
Yeah, look, and I think a lot of people owe you this recognition, uh-oh, this apology. And by the way, I don't just mean Republicans. I mean Democrats. I think there were a lot of Democrats who, frankly, didn't take it as seriously as they should have. I think the members of the, I think the media really disgraced itself in the way in which it didn't. And so the people who were not following the 2016 campaign.
All right, well, that's about enough of that crap for me. But you guys kind of get the gist of where we're at with this whole thing. These people really, okay, Trump didn't know how to handle things. Okay, what things? What didn't he handle? What things didn't he handle the way that you felt that it should have been handled, Hillary? Come on, Aunt Hillary, tell me. What, Uncle Bob, Uncle Bill, tell me. What should we have done? What was it he should have done, or how should he have done it? What did he do wrong? Well, he just didn't know. He just didn't understand the big picture of it. Well, he didn't understand the shakedown. See, the art of the shakedown is where it all comes together. Being able to shake down other countries for your kickback money, that's That's where the goal is, right? Killary was far less attractive, says Edward. Well, I'll have to take your word for it. Now, guys, let me give you this. The school psychologist that I used to have coffee with back in 20, I mean, that was like, what, from 2013 through 2016? Oh, no, it would have been further than that. It would have been 2011 through 2016. Well, and I continued on. Yeah, so 2011 through 2016, I was having coffee with these different guys. One guy's name, and he was a school psychologist and nice guy, but thought Hillary Clinton was hot. Like, literally in 2016, going up to the election, he referred to her as hot. Like, oh, in a minute. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, why would you find that woman attractive at all? Even if I'm like, it's been a while, you know? It's like, been a minute. Like, both my hands are broken, and nobody wants to help. No, it's just not there, guys. But there are people who do believe that she is hot. Anyway, well, someone had to marry Nancy Pelosi and have kids with her too, but that's on somebody else. But this is where we're at, guys. This is the lunacy of going back and forth and back and forth and not being able to keep your balance. That's what they do here. Maybe a hot flash. Nice. So anyway, remember, Aunt Hillary wants you guys to realize that you guys don't know how to handle Russia, and Russia takes a very specific type of person to be able to handle them. And they will tell you exactly how that works and how the kickbacks work, and just deal with it, guys. You guys are the problem, not them. You guys are. All right, hot as liquid number two. John, you seem to have a little bit of vitriol for her. You got some real venom going on in the old, yeah, you want to tell us about you and, were you and Hillary a thing back in high school or something? Or maybe you guys saw each other on the campus there in college. I don't know. Maybe John's got a broken heart about Hillary. She must have been really amazing to break his heart. John's a pretty steady guy. So, Larry, thank you so much for being here. Steven, thank you so much for being here as well. Jim, comedy hour today is super duper. Well, I appreciate it. Now, John says yuck. Now, are you like yuck, yuck, yuck because you're laughing, or because yuck because not so much? I mean, we do have to clarify, right? We do have to make sure we're not, going up the, barking up the wrong tree, so to speak. All right, guys. Well, look, we've got all kinds of amazing things to be proud of. We got a lot of amazing things going on in the world around us, and I'm happy. I really am, guys. I think that this is great. But again, this is where you guys puff up your chest, put your shoulders back, stack the bricks, get the head over the shoulders over the waist over the heel, stand up straight, and say, you know what? We're going to do this today. We're going to be amazing, and the future is going to be amazing. We're not going to put up with this crap anymore, and it's going to work. So, guys, remember, it's all about your heart. Get your heart place. Get your heart location. Get all this right in here, and that way you guys don't have to worry about it. When Aunt Hillary comes after you and says, you guys are the bad guys, you're the deplorables, the basket of deplorables, which, again, I think was kind of I didn't like that catchphrase. Ooh, we're deplorable. Okay, yeah, we're deplorable. But at the end of the day, I didn't think of that deplorable comment was that big of a deal. I think some of the stuff that we're watching Uncle Joe do around the country and how he can't be more than just about an hour or so away. Why is it he can't spend the night anywhere unless it's at a mansion, an island, or the White House? That guy doesn't really have a real good travel itinerary. Just saying, I don't know who's doing his coordination on his flights, but they seem to always make sure that he has to be back to bed in the White House at night or by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, you realize that he is not out very often doing very much. So, all right, guys. Well, remember, that's how it goes. This is a great week. We've had great guests on the show here. Things have been going well. We had Sarah on yesterday. We got the satellite phone folks. They should be on Monday. I have not got a confirmation on that. We do have other people coming on next week, waiting on the confirmation for those folks. I'm in negotiations, and it's weird. I have to go through this process of, okay, yeah, Tuesday, good, okay, good, back and forth, and then finally, it all comes together, but it does take time for those things. So it's not always just a, hey, come on the show today. Sometimes I get that. Sometimes it's fun. All right, guys. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. Don't make promise. Can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. And there are some things that I'm working on about the emoluments clause and some other things in the Constitution that I'm trying to work on, because there is a part in there that says that that the federal government law, the federal law supersedes the state government. But if I remember right, the federal laws, there's only two functions of the federal government, which is immigration and national security. And it says in the emoluments phrase, it says that no state can oppose or counter those laws. Well, if they're only making immigration and national security laws, then the state laws supersede everything else. There's nothing else out there, right? But anyway, I'm working on that, guys. I'm going to have to go back and kind of check on that for myself. I'm not sure. I want to make sure I am always giving you guys the best information I can out there. And thank you to everybody who's been on the show. Cloud Hub, thank you for being guys over there, Cloud Hub. Kira, I think, is over here. Kira 48 on Cloud Hub. Thank you so much for being a part of the show there as well. Guys, have a great weekend. There's a lot of good things going on out there. Find yourself a rally. Find yourself an event. Find yourself a group. Go to a meeting this weekend and start talking and creating friends. Get Facebook friends. Everybody who's on here should be each other's Facebook friends. If I have to go out and start, you know, lecturing and pointing my crooked finger at you guys, I will do that. But this is how we got to do it, right? All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. If you have questions or comments, get a hold of me. You guys want your vitamin line, My Daily Naturals, Silly Gnome Mushrooms. We got all these different things out there for you guys to participate in. It's amazing, amazing stuff for you to have products. If you're going to My Daily Naturals, you can put in promo code PRICE. If you want to go to My Pillow, put in promo code PRICE. If you want to go to all these different things out there, even, you know, I just put in promo code PRICE, or say, hey, email them. You want to make sure Jim Price gets the credit for this. Satellite phones, all these different things out there, guys, for you guys to be successful. And if things do go bad, you might want to have that satellite phone laying around somewhere, don't you think? All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye-bye.